From the newsroom at Performance Radio, this is local news on Dakota Country 1210 KOKK. I'm News Director Zach Nelson reporting. A Huron man has pleaded guilty to attacking a guard while he was an inmate at the Davison County Jail in Mitchell. 23-year-old Jeremiah Hart also pleaded no contest Tuesday to intentional property damage for his role in a stolen car that was burned in September. Hart is accused of stealing the car in Huron, driving to Mitchell, then torching the car. After his arrest for that crime, Hart was being held in the jail on New Year's Day when he assaulted part-time corrections officer James Dietz, who suffered multiple facial injuries that required hospitalization. As a part of a plea agreement, prosecutors asked for a sentence of no more than 25 years. Judge Tim Bjorkman ordered a psychological evaluation and scheduled sentencing for September. For more background on Hart and the stolen burned car from Huron, you can view links to previous stories in the case on our website at KOKK.com with this story. It is Thursday and time to check in with the Huron Chamber and Visitors Bureau. We say hello to Erica Woodbury. Hello, Erica.
Thank you very much and happy August. Today is Thursday and that means it's Thursday night in the park tonight at Campbell Park. That starts at 7 p.m. And then tomorrow, the VFW will have their bingo night at the Huron Mall, and that's also at 7 p.m. Saturday night, Dakota Promotions stock car races will be at, guess what, 7 p.m. as well at Dakota State Fair Speedway. Saturday morning, the Huron Farmers Market is in town 8 a.m. until noon. They're located at 3rd and Lincoln Southwest. And then on Sunday night, you're in for a treat. Lifelight is here. They will have the doors open at 6 p.m. and a big show starting at 7. That's at the South Dakota State Fairgrounds on the Freedom Stage. Once again, the Farmers Market will be in town on August 6th at Lincoln and 3rd Southwest. That's open on Tuesday nights from 4:30 until 6:30. On August 6th as well, National Night Out is from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. at Campbell Park. The Huron Police Department is looking for civic groups, businesses, individuals, and service clubs to participate. The goal is to make a citywide block party, including food, information booths, contests, demonstrations, and youth activities. Please call Officer Mark Johnson at 353-8550 for more information on that. And August 7th through the 9th is 4-H Achievement Days at the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. The next Thursday, of course, it's Thursday night in the park again, starting at 7 p.m. and goes until 8:30. Also on August 8th, the Texas Hold'em Poker Fundraiser will be at the Huron Elks. That starts at 7 p.m. And on August 9th, the Chamber Golf Classic will be at the Huron Country Club starting at 2 p.m. It's a 9-hole, 4-person scramble. Entry fee is $250 per team. You can call 352-0000 to register for more information. That's going to do it. Until next week, I'm Erica Woodbury with the Huron Chamber and Visitors Bureau with your chamber happenings and visitor highlights.
Well, thank you very much, Erica. Finally, in local news, schools in South Dakota are moving towards a new process that will evaluate teachers and administrators on an objective scale. Student achievement will also be part of the mix. At the same time, the state is moving towards a new type of achievement testing to replace the current Dakota STEP test. Vermilion Superintendent Dr. Mark Franke says during the transition, student testing will continue but will not be used to measure districts this year.
We've been told that we'll still conduct the achievement testing. However, it won't be utilized to determine the level of approval at the state level for each school, but each individual student will still have a report as far as how they've done.
The new testing will be done all online, and Franke says that is a major change.
We are certainly looking at it along with school districts throughout the state, and we hope that we're ready, but that's yet to be determined. We're watching this closely.
Districts will also have to bulk up their internet connections to allow students to take the test. Franke says they have started that process.
Bandwidth has been added, but the question is it enough to handle all the students that need to be tested?
The evaluation transition period will extend out to about 2017. That is local news on Dakota Country, 1210 KOKK. I'm News Director Zach Nelson reporting. News from across South Dakota is coming up.
News for Huron.
When you told somebody you're from Huron, they'd say, oh, too bad. And now that attitude has really changed. People are saying, oh, there's a lot of great things going on in Huron.
And the surrounding area.
The garage was fully inflamed, and it looked like it was working its way through the attic. We established hose lines right away.
With 15-time Eric Severide Award-winning news director, Zach Nelson, only on Dakota Country, 1210 KOKK.
And news across South Dakota, high winds, hail, and flash flooding from severe thunderstorms destroyed a trailer house and damaged other homes on the Rosebud Indian Reservation. Glenn Yellow Eagle with the tribe's disaster office says winds in Tuesday's storm near Parmalee destroyed a trailer house and blew another mobile home off its foundation. He says another house near Norris had part of its roof blown off. Yellow Eagle says a lot of roads were washed out and a dam breached that drained into another dam, which caused flooding in several houses that had to be evacuated. Hail damaged numerous vehicles as well. The National Weather Service says the storms packed winds gusting to 70 miles an hour. There was also a brief tornado touchdown in Haakon County with no reports of damage. A South Dakota elections panel has declined, at least for now, to go on record as supporting a plan to set up satellite voter registration and absentee voting offices on three American Indian reservations. The state election board voted 4-3 against a plan to support the satellite voting stations after some members said they first need to find out whether federal funds can be used for the stations. The U.S. Election Assistance Commission will be asked whether federal money can be used for the three stations. Three Indian tribes and a voter rights group have asked South Dakota to use federal money to set up satellite voting stations at Fort Thompson on the Crow Creek Reservation, Wombly on the Pine Ridge Reservation, and Eagle Butte on the Cheyenne River Reservation. Reading and math scores from South Dakota students remained about the same in an annual test given across the state. The State Education Department reports 74% of the students tested last spring scored at an average or proficient level in both math and reading. The department reports that proficiency rates have remained steady in that range for several years. The report also rates the performance of 660 high schools, middle schools, and elementary schools under South Dakota's new accountability system. 34 schools earned exemplary classifications, the top rating that includes the top 5% of schools. Another 34 schools received status classifications, the second highest rating. A woman has testified that the man standing trial in Rapid City for manslaughter had blood on him about the time of the slaying. Miranda Brown Bull took the witness stand Wednesday in the trial of Charles Birdshead, who's accused of shooting to death Eustacio Mofaro in a motel parking lot. Brown Bull said Birdshead was staying with her and returned the night of the killing, agitated and bloody. Brown Bull said when she asked Birdshead about the killing after hearing about it on the news, he replied, "He's dead." She said she then asked for Birdshead's gun, which she hid at her aunt's home. Brown Bull later gave it to police, along with a bloody winter coat Birdshead was wearing. And a judge has refused to dismiss a first-degree manslaughter charge against a Sioux Falls man accused of fatally injuring a motorcyclist while speeding and texting. Authorities allege Brent O'Neill caused a five-vehicle chain reaction crash July 25th of 2012 that killed 33-year-old motorcyclist Philip Sorensen. O'Neill is charged with first- and second-degree manslaughter, hit-and-run, and reckless driving. Defense attorney Tracy Smith says the case does not rise to the level of first-degree manslaughter, which alleges O'Neill killed Sorensen by means of a deadly weapon. Judge Mark Salter refused to dismiss the charge, though a jury still will have the ability to rule that first-degree manslaughter does not fit the case. That is news from across South Dakota. I'm News Director Zach Nelson reporting.